Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 23rd of September 2015, still titled Your Neighbor 2. Brothers and sisters, from yesterday and today, my family and I, it was a very sad day for us. I told you all, my friend who was in ICU the other day passed away last night. His name is Shantakumar. He's actually a Tato Shantakumar. Tato is a, for those of you who are not in Malaysia, Tato is a title given by the government for people who have accomplished much. He has accomplished much in the world, running firms. He was an engineer and owned a firm, for engineering firm, with another friend of ours. Well, this is did all the more, he was doing okay, you were doing well. Suddenly the ICU, suddenly the thing turned, the situation turned last evening. And within 3-4 hours, he's passed on. Brothers and sisters, all the more, my children all, from the day my children were born, he knew them and they knew him as they grew. And we are family, friends. We are good as family. But all the more, I'm reminded that we love all. All the more, when I'm sitting down in the hospital with my wife, outside the ICU, and thinking these things, and asking God for mercy, asking Jesus Christ for mercy for my friend. And we know, all of us prayed heartfelt prayers. But finally, life is in the hands of Christ. Through Him, by Him, for Him, and through Him all things were made. And He's a just God. He's a just God. And He will deal with every soul justly. And His love. God is love. So He cannot do anything else. He can only love, and He has to deal with just, perfect, holy justice. Therefore, I know I'm settled in my soul, in my spirit, that my friend, soul is in the hands of a just God. A just God. But brothers and sisters, this is a reminder for all of us. While we are alive, God's command, as we know, is love God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, and you will live. This command is sadly, even among Christians, is not thought about regularly, not thought about enough, and related to the day-to-day living. Friends and sisters, we must remember this. God is love, and He sent His Son, His only begotten Son, to take the form of a man, to die on the cross. Not just die, He was tortured earlier, His face was torn, His skin became ribbons of flesh because they whipped Him and scratched Him. And He did all that for us, He took all that for us. Died and still rose again. He went into hell, He was put into Sheol, and came out because of His faith in Father God. And we use His faith. Our faith will never be sufficient. That's why he said, the faith the size of the grain of mustard seed is, can move mountains. Our little faith in the faith of Christ is suddenly has got unlimited faith. Because it's the faith of Christ. Well, this is loving your neighbor is absolutely critical. And to do that, I keep repeating, first of all, we know, 1 Corinthians 8:2, if we think we know something, we do not know as we ought to know as yet. In fact, we do not know anything as we ought to know as yet, he says. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine, test yourself, prove yourself, don't be fake Christians. And of course, we are dealing all that with the issue of loving our neighbor. And who's our neighbor? Everyone whom we come in contact with. They can be from other religions. Love them. Love them. Jesus Christ spoke to the Samaritan woman with love. With love. Love your enemy, God says, if you want to be sons of the Most High God. And why he can put such a high command? He can put such a high command because he has given us the power to do it by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the name of Jesus Christ, he has given the power to do it. That is why our conduct, everything we say, has to be trained to be talked in the light of Christ. Whatever our heart, you see, another word says, from the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. From the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaketh, he says. That means whatever our mouth speaking, our heart is filled with that. If your heart is filled with love, love will come out from your mouth. Love will come out from your thought even, because first of all, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We have to renew our mind to know that we must love all. Love all. There are groups. In fact, yesterday morning I was reading one article. There is some Puritan Christian group in US. They want to impose their version of Christian laws and punish those who did some sins. That's not what Christ says. Christ will deal with all that. We are supposed to love all. Yes, if there is people murder and this and that, there are laws in the land which will take care of it. But for Christian to believe as a Christian, to impose our belief on other people is not of Christ. We cannot impose our beliefs on others. We can tell them. God says, be ready to defend your belief in the gospel. You're not defending the gospel. The gospel needs no man to defend it. The gospel stands alone by the power of Christ. It's the love of Christ that came to die on the cross to take the sins of men, takes everyone's punishment upon himself, take his diseases and all that, take all our diseases and all that. The gospel doesn't need defense. That is why all these things, well, like, then for instance, other religions will talk about crusaders, you Christians, you kill people and all that. The crusaders were really not Christians. They claimed, yeah, they can all claim, everyone can claim to be a Christian. The crusaders carried the cross sign and they were killing people, invading lands. So this is a false information that been perpetrated, but people have used religion, Christian belief, and turned it and made into a religion and used the religion to conquer lands and all that. And God will deal with such people. In fact, the Bible says, as I said, if you were to spread the gospel with a lie, you will also be judged a sinner. That's why when we give testimonies, I keep warning, cautioning everyone, especially the people I minister to, especially the congregation I am a pastor for. When you give testimony, make it accurate. Make it to the point so people can get it. Must speak in such a manner that people can get. Get what? It must point to Jesus Christ who did something. If you are giving a testimony and it does not point to Jesus Christ has done something for you, and then it has also changed your character or God has cautioned you or something, it is a useless testimony. The testimony must be able to move people to Christ, to show how Christ's love has empowered you, how Christ's love has settled you today. It's not about you. And do not adjust testimonies. God doesn't need us to lie about things so that people will go to Christ. It's not true. Brothers and sisters, remember this. God is love. He starts there. God is love. And he loves us. He loves you. He loves me. And he now wants us to love all. He wants us to love all. Our speech must be peppered with love. Sprinkled with the seasoning of love. That means our speech, before, how can our speech be peppered with love? It must be, we must feel love. If you don't have love in your heart, whatever comes out of our heart will not be love, brothers and sisters. And love is a doing thing in addition. It's not just feeling. Oh, I love my neighbor, but I don't care about him. I'm fed up with him. He does this and this. But I love my neighbor, you know. I love my neighbor. But actually, another day, he said, too much love this person. No, don't talk like this. Remember this. Those who do not know Christ have no power to overcome their own hearts and minds. No power. But those who know Christ, first, you have power to overcome my own self. I have power to overcome my own wicked heart. Brothers and sisters, the loving issue is the basis of the entire gospel. That is why when we read the epistles where Apostle Paul wrote, Apostle Peter wrote in Peter and all that in Corinthians or whatever, it must be read in conjunction with the foundation of love from the gospel. It was love that caused Jesus Christ to come. And if we want to be children of the Most High God, we must be prepared. We cannot do it by ourselves. We must be prepared to love even those who are doing things to us. We must love all. Love all. And the power will come. Jesus' power will come. Grace will come. Grace comes when we begin to decide, we decide a purpose in our heart. I will love all under any condition. I will not retaliate against people. I will not return evil for evil. I will return love for evil. Only love can overcome. And that we begin to pray inside us. We command our heart and mind daily that this I will love. Everything I do, I will love. One of the prayers I tell before when I sit in the car to drive out, I pray something like this. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every wicked, unclean spirit to get out of me. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command every wicked, unclean spirit of accident, mind control demons, blockages, disturbance, hindrance in the road, everything I command you, get out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart to love all. And then I say, Lord Jesus Christ, make me love everyone on the road, Lord. Make me, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, make me love all on the road. Why? Because those days before I was born again, and for a while, even after I was born again, I was a very fast driver. And yeah, it's mercy of God, nothing happened. But I will tell myself, I have skill sets, you know, to drive like this and like that, you know. And many times I escaped near that situation. That's not giving recognition to God who kept me alive. Because not recognizing God. Then after that, when I came to understand this love laws of love, God is love. And you live if you love your neighbor as yourself. Then I decided to pray like this. And when begin to pray like this, to command me to be changed. I need to change. I need to love people on the road. Therefore, in the traffic light, want to just cut across and all that, there will be a conviction. If there is a space and all that, yes. But if you are not able to do, because of traffic sometimes flows like that, God knows. But if you deliberately don't care about people, you just don't care. My priority comes first. My priority comes first. That's not loving people. We put ourselves last and God will put us first. That's the scripture. He says, to be the highest in heaven, be the servant of them all here. Brothers and sisters, this love thing, I don't know which way to say, any which way. Please examine yourself daily. Every action, never I say, yesterday, write down. Write down, and when your husband of your soul sees you writing down, He will help you, will change you. He will do it for you because He knows you want to be the kind of chaste virgin bride. Your soul must be chaste virgin bride to Him. He knows your soul, you want your soul to be chaste virgin bride to Him. He will settle it. But you must take the action to write down all the things you are doing that is not of God, offending people, your speech, your thinking. And then you begin to renew your mind. And you begin to renew your mind by the word of God, and then the heart changes. So today, brothers and sisters, we remember, love your neighbor as yourself, and love God. It's all about love. It's all about love. And it's because of love you are listening to the message today, because God loves you. God loves me. It's because of love you are able to understand the scriptures written by in the Bible, words spoken by Jesus Christ. It's because of love He opened your spiritual eyes to see, because He loves you. He's the husband of our soul. In Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.